Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing to you.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Sheikh Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, when a person wakes up in the morning, all his body parts request the tongue. They say, fear Allah Azza wa Jal in our matter, because we are associated with you. If you remain straight, then we will too remain straight. But if you are crooked, then we will too be crooked. A renowned commentator, a great thinker of the Ummah, Mufti Ahmed Diyar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated while explaining this blessed hadith, O tongue, we are associated with you in the benefits and loss, relief and comfort, and suffering and distress. If you will act wrongfully, we will get into trouble. If you will act rightly, we will be respected. Keep in mind that the tongue reflects the state of the heart. It is goodness and badness that shows the goodness and badness of the heart. Dear viewers at Mandi Channel, at times, using tongue carelessly indeed causes serious troubles. And if someone uses this tongue to scold a Muslim without any shari'i reason and it hurts his feelings, then indeed it is a sin and leads towards hell. It is narrated in the book of Tabrani that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, he who has hurt a Muslim without any shari'i reason has hurt me, and he who has hurt me has displeased Allah azza wa jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.